Call from staff. Thanks for the update. Thank you.
All right. We could. Let's call the December 9th, 2016 Pinelands Mission meeting to order. We could start with the Open Public Meetings Act.
Adequate notice of this meeting in the Pinelands Commission was given in compliance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act by providing notice to all municipal and county clerks in the Pinelands area, to the Secretary of State on December 23rd, 2015, and to the Commission's officially designated newspapers on December 23rd, 2015, and by posting a copy on the bulletin board in the Commission's office.
Roll call, please.
Sure. Good morning. Commissioner Ashman.
Here.
Commissioner Avery.
Here.
Commissioner Barr.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Chila.
Here.
Commissioner DiBello.
Here.
Commissioner Galletta.
Here.
Commissioner Janarone. Commissioner Lloyd. Commissioner Lobauer.
Here.
Commissioner McGlinchey.
Here.
Commissioner Prickett.
Here.
Commissioner Quinn.
Here.
Commissioner Rowan Green.
Here.
Chairman Earl.
Here. We can all rise for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is the adoption of the November 4th minutes. We have a motion.
Move it.
Any questions or comments on the November 4th minutes? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained?
Abstained.
All right. Moving right along. Committee chair and executive director reports. What do we got?
I have a report from the committee meeting that was held on December the 2nd. Number one, we adopted the minutes from the April 22nd meeting. Started at the meeting, Susan gave an excellent presentation on some thoughts on enhancements to the PDC bank program and possibly some recommendations to the legislature to do some amendments. And also to respond to some of the concerns expressed by the New Jersey Builders Association on that enhanced PDC program. And we've been talking about, I don't know, 9, 10 years. The committee also discussed, for future consideration to look at amending our CMB to reflect the legislation that was done back in January 2016 about these low-intensity recreational uses. If the legislation went around the horse to do this, then I think we need to bring our CMB into compliance with those regulations. And if we present it and they don't want to approve it, then we did our job. That was my position at the Ag meeting. We also talked about evaluating possibly some accessory uses to farm properties, local farmers, and water use regulations by agriculture. Pretty quick meeting. And then some of the meeting dates for future for 2017, I don't know if we're carved in stone, but we're shooting for March the 3rd, May the 19th, September the 15th, and December the 1st, four meetings in the month, in the year of 2017. And I'm sure all that stuff will be eventually on the website. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any questions for Commissioner McGlinchey? All right, and I don't believe we have a PNB or a PNI report, correct? Yeah, both meetings were canceled. All right, what do we have from the staff?
Before you have your Pineland's calendar that we've worked very hard on, thanks to some additional funding from Joe DiBello. We were frantic we wouldn't have them done in time for Joe at the December meeting, but I think the stars aligned, and we did. So maybe a little later, Paul will talk about it a bit, but I just wanted to let you know that they were there, and that's a positive thing, and, you know, I like to have good news. You may remember a whole bunch of years ago, some of you probably weren't here, we embarked on a lean exercise to look at efficiencies at the commission and streamlining and ways to do things better. Last week, we sort of did one on our own. We didn't have the lean experienced person come back. Donna Graham led it. It was to look at the processes we use to develop the permanent land protection data and the permanent land protection map, which are very important to us for a whole host of reasons. So we spent a fair amount of time on that, and we will continue to do so, and it was good. Evan Bossett's in the back. He runs that office now, so it was a good way for him to get an idea of how things have been working, and we think there's a lot of opportunity there for us to do it better, more timely, more efficiently, and make have more reliance on the data. So that was productive. I'd also like to update on our efforts with Wharton. I'm glad Commissioner Lloyd's here. Commissioner Lloyd and I went back and forth a little bit. You may recall there had been talk about our using a 1997 map, and we struggled mightily to figure that out. We finally did. In fact, there is no 1997 map. It's very complicated. We ended up using, I think, 12 quads to make up Wharton. Some of them were 97. Some of them were other years. Some were older. I don't think any were newer. 97 was the newest date. So we put that together, and then Commissioner Lloyd and I started talking about some of the language in the resolution, trying to figure that out. It's just not as easy as saying, here's the 1997 map. So I know that Commissioner Lobau has been frustrated about the progress, and it's not that we're dragging our feet. It's just taking us longer to sort of wrap our arms around the bigness of this. And even having the map, you know, is then you have to burrow in on it and do things like that. So Commissioner Lloyd and I have been talking, and we're working. I have the map for you to look at later if you like. So we're making progress on that. And that's what I have.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Okay. Nancy, I'd just like to thank you and the staff for the hard work. I realize what a heavy, heavy undertaking it is. I don't want you to think that I'm frustrated. I would like to see things, but I appreciate the hard work you're all doing, and I appreciate your work, Commissioner Lloyd, in assisting the staff for making this happen. It's a huge undertaking, so thank you.
And we will be discussing that issue further at the P&I meeting.
Yes.
In January.
Very
good. Yes.
I mean, this has been a difficult issue, and I think we're trying to get it right. So we're going to try to get it to the P&I committee meeting, I guess, next month, and then hopefully to the commission. But thanks, Nancy, for all your work.
Good morning. Just a couple things. On Kirkwood-Cohansey, we continue to look at ideas for how we might implement new approaches and better controls on the Kirkwood-Cohansey. Coincidentally, Winslow Township, which has an agreement with us, a memorandum of understanding on how to use water in Winslow, has come back in and asked us to relook at the some of the provisions of the MOU, and so we're doing that. They provided us some new data, and we'll be needing some more data on that. Cell towers are another area where we're spending perhaps more time than we would like, but we're trying to redo our mapping. We have now 5 or 6 plans. They overlap and they coincide, and we're trying to make sure that the maps are accurate and up to date, and then we have to try to figure out a way to get in the new towers to get built as they get built. So we're redoing our mapping. We're also looking at we have an exemption that Chuck's office has asked us to all look at, and that's that in certain cases you don't have to apply if you're hanging a tower on an existing structure. And so we want to make sure we understand how that's going to work. And the third thing is we're starting to get the towers coming in under the last plan that you endorsed was the Emergency Services Plan, OIT, Office of Information Technology, and we're getting some towers coming in, and some of them are changes, and we're trying to figure out how to deal with that too. So lots of cell tower information. That's it.
Good morning, Commissioners, members of the public. Just three quick items to mention. The first one that I wanted to note is we've been working with Waterford Township officials with a couple of violations in the municipalities. The violations concern agricultural activities and structures. Brings into play the state's Right to Farm Act, and the township officials and their zoning officer has been asking us to assist them with the matter. That's always somewhat of a challenge. Right to Farm certainly exists. But there are some issues with Right to Farm and how it interacts with the commission's regulations, and we're taking this opportunity to try to address that matter with the township officials, and they're very appreciative of that. The second thing that I wanted to mention was kind of a follow-up to what Mr. Liggett just mentioned. The mayors in the Pinelands have been contacted by Verizon. Verizon is interested in placing small antennas on existing utility poles throughout the Pinelands. We've set up a meeting with Verizon officials for later this month or early January, depending on the date that they confirm. The antennas are about 2 feet in height. They resemble what most of us would recognize as an electrical transformer, a cylinder-type structure. It's 2 to 3 feet tall. They're placed on top of the utility poles, and at least one of the mayors in the Pinelands has expressed some interest in knowing how regulations do or do not apply to those types of installations. So I will update the commission at the next meeting. And the last thing I just wanted to note is that in the newspapers 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was an issue of concerning some solar facility applications in Evesham Township. There's a number of them that seem to be presenting a problem for the township, both in and outside of the Pinelands, more particularly the Board of Education. I just wanted to note that there's only one of those that is proposed in the Pinelands. It's in the development that some of you may recognize as King's Grant. It's behind an existing school. And the commission reviewed that and sent out its letter to the applicant in a timely fashion, and we're awaiting response to that application. That's all I had to report.
Sean, can I ask? Mm-hmm. How many of these transformers are they talking about?
Commissioner, the information that was provided to us is not clear. I can give you some anecdotal information that I have.
Yeah, that's fine.
That primarily they were going to be placed in developed areas in the Pinelands on existing utility poles, but there was also some information about where there were not existing utility poles, that the new utility poles would be installed and the antenna would be placed on those utility poles. So we just don't have enough information yet to understand the magnitude of the issue.
It takes me back to a discussion that probably amused everybody in this room about scattered and piecemeal development. Some of you will remember. And the question of running electric lines and things and how that affected scattered and piecemeal development. So I was just curious. I'd like to hear more later. Thanks.
Just to follow up with that, do we know how many utility poles exist?
No, we don't have the answer to that, Commissioner.
Oh. No, I know. You asked for about the transmitter, and I thought it's logical. Okay, thank you.
Chuck, one question. I recognize this is preliminary, but if they're going to put up a new pole, that means that pole will be only there to serve the Verizon the Verizon cell tower and not any other use?
It could mean that, Commissioner. Again, we have reached out to Verizon. Verizon's coming down to sit down with the executive director and the rest of the staff to talk about the issue. Again, this was brought up at the municipal council meeting at the beginning of December, and it's a new issue to us, and we're just beginning to understand the magnitude of the issue.
Thank you.
What happened was that Verizon was going to the towns, and the towns were getting agitated, and then at the municipal council meeting, each town realized that the other towns had been reached out to as well, which is when we sort of got involved, and now we're trying to figure out what's going on.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm going to turn off the lights if you don't mind. We're good. Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to provide you with the first ever Pinelands National Reserve calendar. This is a project that Nancy mentioned would not have happened without Joe DiBello and the National Park Service. In fact, in September, he approached us and asked us for ideas for an interpretive project. And we thought about it for a little bit and decided that, much like all the other national parks out there, they have stunning, glossy, beautiful brochures that highlight the natural treasures in the national parks, and we feel the Pinelands deserves one too. So we set about making it happen. The Park Service paid for printing, they paid for graphic design. We went about collecting, categorizing, and vetting more than 100 photographs from your staff. And Nancy organized an event in which staff voted for the top photos, and we incorporated them into the design. And then we wrote 38 captions and worked with the graphic designer to make it happen. So this calendar features photos of threatened endangered species, recreation, agriculture, history, and towns, and other things. It also includes a listing of Pinelands Commission meeting dates, important dates in Pinelands history, and federal and state holidays. We're going to make this available free of charge to the public, and I'm going to start delivering them, and you'll be able to get them from three different places, primarily Brendan Byrne, Bass River, and Batstow. And we're also going to send them to the towns so they can hang them in their municipal building. We're going to send them to the counties. I'm going to send them to our legislators, and I'm going to send it to our congressional representatives and our Senate representatives, along with a letter inviting them to go on a tour of the Pinelands. So we really feel this is an important tool to help raise awareness and appreciation of the Pinelands.
Great work, Paul.
Oh, thanks.
I especially like July.
Blueberries.
Paul, is there a Bureau of Tourism?
Yes.
I think they should have something like this. This is a great project to come to New Jersey and explore the Pinelands.
Thank you. Yeah, and I believe we're going to distribute some tomorrow as well at White's Bog. We're really excited about it.
Paul, I'd like to thank you and the staff for doing it. It's an extraordinary piece of work. The photographs are stunning. They're really tremendous. I agree with the commissioner that this is going to be a terrific way to get people much more interested just by looking at these beautiful photographs. But the most important effort has been Commissioner DiBello for making this happen. What a terrific thing you've done for us. This is a really wonderful thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you all, but all the credit again goes to all the partners that put it together, the Park Service, the staff of the Pinelands Commission, DEP, Forestry, again, working all together is how things like this really happen. And I think, again, to really highlight the resources and the people at the Pinelands, this is truly something that I think everybody can keep and share with others as something that they can look forward to.
I wanted to note one more twist before I forget. I really want to thank Steve Amatrano, the print manager at Rowan College at Burlington County, for going above and beyond once again for getting this to us. I should note, it's supposed to take them 2 weeks to print, combine, and assemble this and send it to us or put it in boxes. And they were all set to do that. I contacted Steve on Monday and I said, how are things going? Are we going to have this for Friday's commission meeting? This is Joe DiBello's last meeting. We've got to get it to him. This is really important. And he writes back to me, one of the saddest emails I've seen in quite some time. He says, no, I'm terribly sorry. Our printing press broke. And the parts won't come in until tomorrow, and the tech has to work on it. And I said, does that mean we're not going to get them? He says, it doesn't look like it. You're probably not going to get them. So I was very disappointed, but I understand these things happen. But then I got a phone call at 3 o'clock yesterday, and he said, Paul, this is Steve. Merry Christmas. Your calendars are here. And he went above and beyond. It was all hands on deck. Their graphic designer, Susan Rogozinski, did a fantastic job incorporating our ideas in this. She helped proof the prints, which is not something I don't think they have to do. They went above and beyond again, and I really want to give credit to Burlington County for that.
Are these available in the foyer?
Not yet.
Paul, I always ask you, how are we doing on the visitor center?
Ah, good question. We are making progress on that. From what I understand, we are working with an architect. We have identified who that is, and we've sent them the information, and they're going to be doing the architectural drawings needed to gain the permits for construction. We're on a path. We're very close now, and I do believe once we get that permit, Drill Construction is going to do a very nice job of getting the rough-ins done for the new floor, the wall, and all the things needed to then incorporate the new Pinelands exhibits. And I know they're excited to get started, and I know it's been a while. Permitting it seems to always be more challenging, and perhaps it's justice in some ways. Just kidding. So it can be very difficult, but we're on a path, and I'm excited to move forward. And you know, if you want to talk about it after the meeting, too, we can. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Photography
is amazing. The
people that were involved in that, John, or sitting out here in the corner, really, really.
Any other staff reports?
Just a reminder, commissioners, earlier this month I sent out the annual ethics training reminder for Executive 41, Executive Order 41. Mm-hmm. Some of you have been a little slow in returning your certificates to me. So if you could please email your certificates, just a reminder, the deadline is December 15th.
Tell the commission who's first.
Absolutely. Within moments of my sending out.
Ethical.
I was second.
That is also true.
I will be last.
I'm sure there'll be reminders almost daily as we...
Starting next week, yes.
Yeah.
Stacey, what time on the 15th?
Belt of business.
Nancy, I did have one question to follow up on. The audit committee, where do they stand? And we had talked about new software, accounting software. Where does that stand?
The audit committee is waiting for the auditors to finish their work so we could meet and move on. The auditors are still here and still working. The software, Jessica Lynch in the room, just told me something that they're coming in to make a presentation to us on the software, or we're getting specs on it. Some next step in the procurement process has occurred, so we are moving forward.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I haven't had a chance to talk to our executive director specifically about this, but we did talk a little bit about the work the auditors are doing here and the time that it's taking to respond to their requests for information, which we're doing. It's fine, but I do think there might be a benefit in having maybe a conference call rather than bringing everybody here with the audit committee, just to bring them up to date on the work as it's progressed, so that we're familiar. And if there's any issues out there that they've identified through their request for information, we can begin to prepare a response if necessary. But I think a conference call might be in order to keep all the, particularly the non-commission members, up to date. So if you'll work on that, Nancy, thank you.
Larry reminded me there's a PDC bank board meeting.
Yes, the PDC bank board will be Monday afternoon. That'll be their first and only meeting for 2016. So we'll bring them up to date on activity in the program in the past year and where things stand with the proposal to enhance the program, and talk a little bit about reforming the PDC Bank. We talked about that with the Ag Committee in terms of changing its responsibilities and enhancing the program. So,
since we're talking PDC Bank, I was going to save this for later, but it's appropriate now. Commissioner Ashman has asked to step down as her role as the commissioner's representative on that board. After many years, I don't think she wants to make the drive here anymore for that meeting. And we've asked Commissioner Prickett to take on that role, and he has accepted. So I have a letter here that I signed earlier, so that is effective. So you'll be our new representative for Monday's meeting.
Yeah, I look forward to it. What time is the meeting?
2:00.
Next, we have resolutions, and just one for a public development project, and that is for Folsom Borough Board of Education and Solar City, Inc. Do we have a motion?
I'll second.
Any questions or comments on this resolution?
Question. And that is the location. It's a 25-acre parcel. The lot's 25 acres that the school sits on, and the solar facility will be in 1.66 acres, and I think it will all be contained within the stormwater basin there. So what area on the property? Is it on the edge of the 25-acre parcel, or is it close to, it's an accessory use, is it close to the parking lots and the buildings?
Certainly, Commissioner. The proposed solar facility is accessory to an existing school. The school fronts on an existing county road. The name escapes me at the moment. I would estimate the school sits back probably 300 to 400 feet from the county road. The solar facility is located between the school and the road.
Okay, so it's in, I guess, the front of the building.
Correct.
I went on Google Earth and I looked at the property and I was just trying to figure out where, you know, the stormwater basin was. Google Earth is a wonderful tool to see these things. So thanks.
Certainly, and if you would like to, we have the plan that depicts it. And after the meeting, if you or any other commissioner or members of the public would like to see its location, I'd be happy to show it to you.
Yeah, I was just curious about that. Thanks.
Good question. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Sir. Mr. Chuck, I was just thinking as I read this, I wonder if this is precedent setting to put solar panels out in the middle of a storm detention basin. I don't know if anyone's done that before. And it makes sense. It's a wide open area, obviously. But I wonder if that will stimulate others to think of using their basins. I mean, it's otherwise wasted space, really.
Right? I agree, Commissioner. I'm not remembering right offhand that we've had a solar facility sited in a stormwater basin before. We've had them actually elevated above parking lots. We've had them what I'll call somewhat elevated above a stormwater basin. But these are actually in the bottom of the basin. Mm-hmm. Our regulations would allow that to happen, mm-hmm, as long as the proposed solar facility does not impact the functioning of the stormwater management basin.
Yeah.
So to the extent that they can be sited, it would seem to be a good use of land.
Thank you.
Any other comments on this resolution? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Very good. We do have one other resolution which is not on the agenda today. As we've mentioned a little bit earlier, this is Commissioner DiBello's last meeting. So we have a resolution here that I'm going to read. It is somewhat lengthy, so I apologize, but I do want to read the whole thing. Expressing the Commission's appreciation to Joseph DiBello for his service as a member of the Commission between November 2012 and December 2016. Whereas Joseph DiBello served as the U.S. Secretary of the Interior's representative on the Pine Lands Commission from November 2012 until December 2016. And whereas Mr. DiBello is retiring from the National Park Service on January 3rd, 2017, after 42 years of federal service. And whereas Mr. DiBello brought a wealth of experience to the Commission, he started his career as a planner for the U.S. Department of the Interior in 1974, then went on to conduct special studies and planning projects for the NPS. He most recently served as the superintendent of the Washington Rochambeau National Historic Trail, which traverses 9 states and Washington, D.C. And whereas during Mr. DiBello's tenure as commissioner, the National Park Service greatly advanced the commission's efforts to preserve, protect, and enhance the resources of the Pine Lands, including providing funding to support the commission's long-term environmental and economic monitoring programs, as well as funds for education and outreach materials that raise awareness and appreciation of the Pine Lands. And whereas during his tenure, Mr. DiBello served on the Commission's Policy and Implementation Committee, Personnel and Budget Committee, Plan Review Committee, and the Agricultural Committee. And whereas during his tenure, the Commission completed its fourth in-depth review of the Pine Lands Comprehensive Management Plan, a process that identified more than 36 recommendations for strengthening the plan. And whereas during his tenure, the Commission provided more than $3.1 million dollars from the Pine Lands Conservation Fund to permanently preserve 4,273 acres in the Pine Lands.
And whereas the members of the commission want to recognize Mr. DiBello's significant contributions and express their appreciation for the service that he performed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Pine Lands Commission assembled at the Richard J. Sullivan Center for Environmental Policy and Education on this ninth day of December 2016 do hereby express our appreciation to our colleague and friend, Joseph DiBello, for his commitment to the Pine Lands and for his service as a member of the commission between November 2012 in 2016. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Idea. Yes. Move the resolution?
Who's going to move this resolution?
All of us.
Thank you all again. I really appreciate it. It's been completely my pleasure. It's, I just can't say enough about the professionalism, the great people that are involved with this. I know we're all dedicated to the Pine Lands, and it's going to have a great future. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Any other comments on this resolution? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
I'm not even going to ask anybody's opposed.
We'll kick them out.
Exactly. All right, so now we move to public comment on agenda items and pending development applications. This is the moment of the meeting where the public has an opportunity to comment on those items that were just published on our agenda, as well as any pending applications for which I have a list. I don't believe we have any. So there will be an additional public comment period at the end for any topic for anybody to comment on. But again, I want to make sure that this was specific to the agenda that we just went over, as well as pending applications, which we do not have any. So at this time, if there is anybody, please step up to the mic. We do ask to keep your comments brief to 3 minutes. Anybody on pending development applications, which we don't have any, or on our agenda? Once? Twice? We'll close that portion of public comment. We have some ordinances that do not require any commission action. Is there any comment on those ordinances? No? All right. We have an additional kind of business, taking care of business resolution, which is setting meeting dates for 2017. I know it's far out, but has everybody had a chance to review, and are there any comments or concerns with the dates that are in this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, yes. I noticed that we have two Friday the 13th meetings on there. I think we're tempting fate with this, but I'm willing to chance it if everyone else is.
We were willing to chance it as well, so thank you for your support. All right.
Before we get too far, because I took out a turn, we need a motion on the first. So second?
Second.
All right. One comment from me and a discussion I had with the executive director is, we did this year try to have a couple evening meetings at the request of several commissioners and from the public, and unfortunately they were very poorly attended by commissioners and the public. So we decided to not do that for 2017, just so we can try to get as many folks here as possible for our meetings. Any other comments on this resolution?
They're already on the calendar.
Thank you. Please don't change it. Please.
We should move one just to make it.
All right. All in favor of that resolution?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We are going to move around the agenda at this point of the meeting. I know we have a very large crowd here today I'm assuming the South Jersey Gas matter, which got, kicked back down to this commission. However, this commission has not made any decisions based on the court ruling. So we are going to retire into executive session so that we can discuss that. And when we come out, we'll be able to share those discussions with you guys. It is a pending legal matter, so we are going to go and retire into executive session. At this point, we need a resolution for that.
Yeah. Whereas the Open Public Meeting Act provides that the commission may retire into closed session to discuss matters of pending and anticipated litigation, specifically here the recent appellate division holding in South Jersey Gas, and also to receive
legal advice that is subject to the attorney-client privilege. The commission would now like to retire into closed session, discuss such matters, and disclose the outcome when it doesn't prejudice the litigation nor violate the attorney-client privilege. So we do anticipate some action may be taken after the closed session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, I did have one comment. Commissioner Jana Roan will be joining us on the phone for exec. She did reach out to me last night, and I did want to share some unfortunate news. She did plan on being here today, but her father passed away yesterday. She could not attend, but she did want to be here for this discussion on South Jersey Gas. So,
point of order, because this executive session was not on the agenda and wasn't briefed by the executive director, I would have preferred to be able to comment on the interpretation of the legal privilege to go into executive session, because it's my understanding the court is rendering an opinion and the matter is not in litigation right now. So if you're using the litigation exemption, I'd like to get that clarified somehow.
We've discussed the matter. Sir, we've discussed the matter with the Attorney General's office. This is the course that we're going to take. So at this point, we're going to retire into executive session. If we could ask everybody to please leave the room. Back with you shortly.
Leave your coat on your seat.
Take the microphone.